让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for this beautiful morning.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢。
Amen. As we study your word, help us to understand more about worshiping you.
让我在我们学习的时候，让我们更多的明白敬拜你意味着什么。
How our worship impacts our life.
我们的敬拜如何影响我们的生活。
How our worship impacts our spiritual growth.
我们的敬拜如何影响我们的生命的成长。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
In just one minute, anybody want to share from last week's worship service anything that you were able to apply from what we talked about worship? How you worship?
上个星期，因为我们学了这个课，那你从上个星期的那个敬拜中，你有没有就是有什么感受
？No.
没有。
Alright, well, let's try again this week.
那我们这个星期来试试。
I hope something from what we talk about worship will apply to how you worship.
我就希望我们学习到的关于敬拜的这些呢，可以影响到你如何来敬拜。
Before I probably did, but it's just something that you've taught and something I've learned is it's not about you. The worship's not about you, it's about him. So whatever style,Whatever style of worship it is, whether it's, you know, high Catholic or full gospel or whatever, like you said, whatever the music is, whatever this, preaching is, it's not about you.
Right.
So that's, and you shared, I think, pretty much.
这是我
that's something
that's 那个白弟兄分享，就是说我对我来讲最重要的就是说这个敬拜不是在于你。而是在于神，不管怎么样的音乐风格，但是呢，敬拜不是关于我自己得到什么，而是在于敬拜神。
Okay, good. All right, let's move on.
让我们继续往前进。
Last week I was looking at reasons that worship is so important in our spiritual growth.
上个星期我们看为什么在我们的生命成长中，属灵生命的成长中，敬拜如此重要。
I said that in our worship we see God.
我说在敬拜中我们看见神
In our worship we see ourselves
在敬拜中我们看见自己
In our worship we see the needs of the world around us
在敬拜中我们看到我们周围世界的需要
I said that in our worship we are changed
在敬拜中我们被改变
So that we go away different than we walk in
所以呢在我们敬拜之后呢跟我们敬拜之前我们应该是有不同。
There is a fifth reason that worship is so important in our spiritual growth.
有第五个在我们敬拜为什么对我们的属灵成长这么重要。
And yes, I know that my PowerPoints only have three.
我知道我的这个幻灯片上只有列了三条。
My PowerPoint is behind my notes.
我这个幻灯片比我的这个笔记要慢。
For this fifth reason, I want you to go to Romans 1.
第五个原因呢，我想请大家看罗马书第一章。
And I'd like for you to look at this scripture because I want you to see a progression here.
我想让你看经文，因为我们看到这个里边的这样一个，它是一个不断的进展。
A few years ago, someone was questioning me about the last part of this chapter.
就是几年以前呢有人就是对这本敬拜这本书呢我写的这本书的最后一章呢有疑问
The sins that corrupt us and that separate us from God
是这一章 You mean this, the last part of this chapter
yeah,
就是这一章罗马书第一章因为我说就是罪呢就是让我们的思维让我们的思想败坏
But as we were talking together,
但是当我跟那个人在谈的时候
I began to go backwards in the chapter.
然后呢我就是说你从这个罗马书第一章呢从后往前看
started at 25.
你从第二十五节开始看
But then I looked at what came right before it.
但是我看第二十五节前面那一句经文是什么呢
And what came before that. And I began to see Paul's logic.
然后你从二十四节再看二十三，这样倒着看呢，我就看到保罗他的这个逻辑。
Because I think that if Paul had not been a missionary, he might have been a great lawyer.
我想，如果保罗不是宣教士，他肯定是一个特别棒的律师。
But he forms these very clear logical arguments.
那他在这个辩论的时候呢，他就有一个特别清楚的条理，很清楚的这个辩论的。
And he does that here in Romans 1.
他 在罗马书十八章，罗马书第一章就这样用到了。
And I think he teaches us that worship is important because a failure to worship separates us from God.
他告诉我们，敬拜之所以重要，是因为如果你没有敬拜，你在敬拜方面你失败的话，那你就把我让我们跟神脱，让我们跟神分离。
By that, Paul doesn't simply mean this kind of theoretical. Yes, if you don't go to church, you won't learn about God.
他讲的不是简简单单说，你如果你不去教会的话，你就跟神脱离了，不是这个意思。
But a very practical and real connection between worship, our worship, and what we know about God.
然后呢，是一个非常实际的、真的一个联系，就是在敬拜跟你对神的认识之间。
And how that impacts our life. So look what he does here.
影响我们的生活，我们来看他怎么讲的。
He has already told us back in 16 and 17 that it is the gospel that is the power of God that saves us.
他在16、17节已经讲到是福音的大能拯救了我们。
And then I think he imagines someone who says, yes, but what about those who don't accept the gospel? What about them?
然后他就想象说，有人就问他说，那对于那些不接受福音的人，他们会怎么样呢？
And he says, the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness.
他就说，神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上。
Why would God punish those who reject him?
为什么神要惩罚那些拒绝他的人呢？
Verse 19, because
因为
what can be known about God, they've had the opportunity to see.
因为呢，神的事情本来人所能知道的已经显明在人的心里。
Even in nature, even in nature, we see enough to know that there is a powerful God and a divine nature.
他说，即使从大自然，你也能看到神的永能和神性，你能看到说有一位永恒的神。
I was teaching a class in Africa.
我有一次在非洲教课。
Nigeria.
是在尼日利亚。
I started to talk some about how we know there's a God.
我就说如何知道那能够知道有一位神呢？
And after a few minutes, a student raised his hand.
没几分钟就有个学生举手。
And he said, Professor, this is very interesting.
他说老师啊，这个很有意思。
But everybody in Africa knows there's a God. We're not that dumb.
说在非洲，每个人都知道有神呢，我们可没那么笨。
He said, "Are there people in America that need to hear what you're saying? Because we don't."
他说，难道在美国有人需要听到你说的吗？因为我们不需要听你说有一位神呢。
Nigeria. Now they will disagree about what kind of God.
他们有分歧的是说到底什么样的神。
They will think.That an idol is their god.
他们认为就是说那个偶像呢就是他们的神。
But he said, there's nobody in Africa so foolish as to think that there's not a god somewhere.
然后他在非洲的没有人这么笨呢说竟然没有神。
That's kind of what Paul is saying here.
但是在看保罗这里说怎么说。
Look around and you can figure out that someone did this.
但是你周围看一看你知道这个大自然是有就是有什么做的不是说 自然而然就有的。
And then he ends verse 20 with this very powerful statement.
然后在二十节结束的时候他说了一个很强有力的一个结论。
So, they are without excuse.
所以说这些人呢就没有无可推诿没有理由。
And I read that and say, how are they without excuse?
我就说他们如何是无可推诿呢？
And then he begins,to give us this connection between worship, our knowledge of God, and our life.
然后他在这里保罗就把敬拜我们对神的认识跟我们的生活的三样联系起来了。
And I want you to see the connection.
我想你能看到中间的联系。
Although they knew God.
说他们虽然知道神。
No, they didn't know everything about it. They didn't know everything.
虽然他们不是说对于神的每件事情都知道得很清楚。
But they knew some about it.
但是他们知道关于神的一些事情。
And although they knew him, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
就是说他们虽然知道神却不当作神荣耀他也不感谢他。
Now, in one word, what is it that is honoring God and giving thanks to him?
那荣耀神感谢神用一句话来说那就是什么呢用一个词来不
worship.
概括就是敬拜。
Though they did not worship.
就是说不当作神荣耀他也不感谢他可以但是他们也不敬拜他。
They didn't give thanks to him.
他们也不给神
they didn't
要不给神感谢。
Worship.
他们就概而括之就是他们不敬拜神。
As a result.
作为一个结果是什么呢
They became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
就是他们的思念变为虚妄无知的心就昏暗了。
Claiming to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明反成了愚拙。
So I'm wanting you to see a progression here.
我想你看到里边的这样一个进展这个进度看到了吗
Because Paul connects every step here.
因为保罗在这里把每一步都给联系起来了。
A person is here.
有一个人在这儿。
As they don't worship,
当他们不敬拜的时候
they don't stay here.
他们不敬拜的时候他们不是说就待在原地不动
Because they refused to worship, their hearts became, their understanding became darkened, and so they moved down a step.
因为他们不敬拜神呢他的那个心就昏暗了思念也变为虚妄所以他们往下再往下走
They didn't know much about that.
然后呢他们并不说对神了解得很清楚知道很多关于神的事情。
But since they refused to worship even the amount of God they knew,
即使但是因为他们拒绝敬拜他们关知道关于神的某些的东西
their understanding was darkened.
他们的那个思念呢他们的思想呢就变得荒谬无用。
And they moved further.
他们就变得虚妄所以他们就离神就更远了。
Knowledge is very dangerous.
你知道知识是很危险的。
Okay, I used to kind of joke to
我有时候会
college students, protect that ignorance, it's valuable.
然后我有时候就跟那个大学教的学生里边开玩笑我说你要保护你的那个无知啊因为非常的有价值。
You all ignore what I say.
你们两个小朋友
If you go home and say, we can't go to school, our Sunday school teachers told us to stay ignorant.
给老给妈爸妈说哎呀
going to be really mad at
老师说要保护你的无知所以我不
需要 But knowledge is dangerous.
你知道那个知识可以是很危险的。
Because Paul says, we don't have the option of just knowing it and doing nothing with it. We have to act on it.
因为呢保罗说我没有那种选择说我有知识但是我什么都不做。那样的那是不可能的所以我们有了知识我们就有这个责任要去做一些所以呢
So these people knew something about God
所以呢这些人呢他们是知道关于神的某些事情
Simply from the world around
仅仅呢是从你周围的这个自然大自然你就可以知道
And they refused to worship that God that they knew something about
但是他们却拒绝他们所知道的关于某些事的某些程度上所认识的这位神他们拒绝敬拜他
And so their foolish hearts were dark.
所以呢他们愚妄的心呢就黑暗了
They claimed to be wise but in fact they were fools
他们自称为有智慧自称为是聪明的但是却成了愚拙
And so now we see another step in the process
然后我们看到另再又更进了一步
Verse 23
23节
They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images that resembled man and birds and animals and creeping things.
他说将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Do you see the process here?
你有没有看到这个进展这个进度
They could look around and see something.
他们就是周围看看看看周围的大自然他们可以看到关于神的某些事
But they didn't worship.
但是他们不去敬拜
And so their understanding was darkened.
所以呢他们的思念他们的这个理解呢就变得昏暗了就变得
And they began to worship idols based on images based on man, animals, birds, creeping things.
然后呢他们就开始敬拜那些仿造人或者飞禽走兽昆虫的这样的偶像来敬
I want you to see the logic here. The next step is to me very important.
我想你看到中间的这个逻辑这个走向这个对我来讲下一步很重要。
Therefore,
他说所以
many people read Romans 1 starting at verse 24 and they miss this connection.
好多人呢就读罗马书第一章就从24节开始他们就错失掉就没有看到中间的这个联系。
Therefore, always points us back.
这个所以呢总是指到前面所讲的。
So he is saying,
所以保罗说的是
whatever comes next is a result of what just we just read.
所以他就说这个之后所来的都是前边发生的结果。
Because they had already rejected God in their worship.
因为他们在敬拜中已经拒绝了神。
In judgment.
在审判之中。
Verse 24.
第二十四节就是
审判。Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity.
所以呢神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
To the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。
In other words,
换句话说
their sinful actions,
他们的这个有罪的犯罪的行为
are the result of their failure to worship God as God.
他就是因为他们没有按照神所当得的，按照神的神来敬拜神，是因为他们在这方面跌倒了，所以他们有这种犯罪的行为。
All the things we're going to read later in Romans 1, the twisted passions,
然后我们在罗马书这个从二十四节开始后边所读到的这些
the debased lifestyle,
他们这个扭曲的这种情欲，然后他们的这种非常卑贱的这种生活方式。
None of that is just something that happens.
所有这一切都不是哦，就是这么发生了，偶然发生了。
It is judgment on a refusal to worship what we know of God.
是神对他们拒绝敬拜神的一种审判。
And then just in case anyone would miss that, he repeats it.
就怕有人就是没看明白这点，保罗又重复了一下。
Verse 25 is just a repeat of what I've already said.
所以二十五节就是我刚才所讲的一个重复。
Why did all this happen?
为什么这一切发生呢？
Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped the creature rather than the creator.
因为呢，他们将神的荣耀神的真实变为虚谎，他们用虚假取代神的真理，去敬拜侍奉受造之物。
Do you see Paul's logic here?
你看到保罗这里的推理了吗？
And then he's going to go on, for this reason.
说因为这个原因，因此。
Because they worship the creature rather than the creator.
因为他们去敬拜受造之物而不是造物主。
God gave them up to dishonorable passions.
神呢就任凭他们放逐可羞耻的情欲。
Paul is saying,
保罗说
our worship has a direct impact on our life.
保罗说我们的敬拜对我们的生活就有一个直接的影响。
I used to teach,
我通常就是教导说
that how we live,
我们如何的生活
guides how we worship.
就会引导说我们如何来敬拜。
If we live sinful lives, lives controlled by sinful desires,
如果我们过的有罪的，就是那种有罪的生活，我们被各种这样的罪恶的情欲欲望所辖制，
we won't worship.
我们就没有办法来敬拜。
And there is still a sense in which I think that is true.
在某种方面来讲，我仍然觉得这个是对的。
But Romans 1 has taught me the opposite perspective.
但是罗马书第一章教导了我一个从另外一个相反的方面相对的方向来看这个问题。
And that is,
那就是
if I don't worship, I will be controlled by those sinful desires.
如果我不敬拜我就会被那些有罪的那种情欲所掌控。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
When I see God the way Isaiah saw him,
当我如果像以赛亚那样子看到神，
That gives an incredible power over sinful desires.
那就会给我巨大的能力，让我能够胜过这个有罪的这种情欲。
Because now I am seeing myself as God sees me.
因为我现在是从神的眼光看到我自己。
And I am saying, that God that I saw in worship,
那是我在敬拜中所见到的那位神。
I can't insult him,
我可不能去侮辱他。
By living according to my own desires rather than his.
是按照我自己的想法我自己的欲望来生活而不是按照他的那我就是在侮辱他。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
if I blind myself to the worship of him,
如果我自己把自己的眼睛给蒙起来我不去敬拜他
my sinful desires grow increasingly strong.
那我的这个有罪的愿望，我自己内心身上的邪情私欲就会慢慢的越长越大，越来越有力。
C.S. Lewis understood this.
路易斯他很了解这一点。
And in Chronicles of Narnia,
在那个纳尼亚传奇里面，
it is not a list of rules that give those children power over whatever.
The white witch. 而是说他们看到阿斯兰的他的这个能力跟他的形象。
What C.S. Lewis is saying in that story is this.
路易斯所说的。
It's not a list of rules that we carefully check off.
那不是一系列的清单，就是规则，我们在那打勾。
It is understanding the power of our God.
而是对我们神的离我们神大能的明了解明白，
transforms us.
就真的是改变了我们。
Paul teaches everyone worships.
保罗就教导我们说，每个人其实都在拜什么东西。
A Christian worships Jehovah God.
基督徒敬拜耶和华神。
A Muslim worships Allah.
那穆斯林呢，就敬拜阿拉。
An atheist worships His own wisdom.
那无神论者呢，敬拜他自己的智慧。
Okay, he says, I'm wiser than this God who doesn't exist.
然后无神论者认为说，我比那个不存在的神，我比他是更有智慧。
Everyone worships someone or something.
每个人都敬拜什么人或者什么事。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说，
if you worship the wrong thing,
如果你敬拜的是一个错误的一个错的东西，
you are misled,
你就会被误导，
and your understanding is dark,
那你的思念就变为黑， 你就会变为黑暗，
and your life becomes a reflection of what you worship.
你的生活是对你敬拜的一个反应。
One of the most powerful verses on worship,
在有关敬拜的一个最有力的一个经节就是
is Psalm 115:8,
是在诗篇115篇第八节 115:8.
He is talking about those who worship idols.
他在讲那些拜偶像的。
He describes the idols.
他就描述了那些偶像都是什么样的。
And then he says in verse 8,
然后在第八节
those who make them become like them,
凡造他的要和他一样，
so do all who trust in him.
凡靠他的也要如此。
If you trust in an idol, he says,
如果你那个信靠的是一个偶像，
you become more and more like the idol.
你就会越来越像那个偶像。
And then the next verse,
下一句，
Israel,
以色列啊，
you trust in the Lord.
你要依靠耶和华。
And what's going to happen is Israel trusts in the Lord.
如果以色列真的是依靠耶和华会发生
什么呢？ They're going to become more and more like the Lord.
他们就会越来越像耶和华神。
This last week I read a book about Islam.
上个星期呢，我就读了一本关于伊斯兰的教的书。
A book that looked at the terrible cruelty to women especially.The lack of human rights within countries that are governed by Islam.
他们就看到说，对这个女性的这个非常的这种残忍，尤其是在那些伊斯兰教控制的国家里面没有人权。
And as I listened to this writer describe this problem, not a Christian writer, by the way.
这个作者不是基督徒，然后他在描述这些所发生的问题。
An Islamic writer.
是一个，实际上他是个信伊斯兰教的作者。
And I listened to the cruelty that can come out of Islamic laws.
我就听到他描述的这个从伊斯兰的他的这个 典法法章中间所能出来的这种残忍。
I remembered Psalm 115.
我就想起来诗篇115篇第八节。
A law that is pictured in the Quran.
因为在他们可兰经里边所描绘的这个阿拉。
Is a God of absolute sovereignty.
是有绝对的全全能。
A God who with no mercy can decide you are out and you are in.
没有一点的怜悯，就说你去，那你。你进来你出去。
And so, those who worship him,
所以那些拜阿拉的
become more and more,
就越来越像他。
Ruling without mercy,
所以他们的统治是没有任何的怜悯的。
Ruling with absolute power,
就是带着这个集权，这个绝对的权利来统治。
And delighting in the power.
然后呢也喜悦以他们自己那个绝对的权利高兴。
What the psalm said would happen.
所以呢，诗篇所讲的就发生了。
Now, what does that have to do for us?
那对我们有什么影响呢？
There are three things then that become a goal in our worship.
所以在我们的中间就变成
我。One is to learn how to make the PowerPoint work.
Is this one?
There, yeah.
Yeah.在我们的敬拜中，我们有哪几个目标呢？三个目标。
And then these are the next three.
这是下边的三个。
Number one.
第一个呢，我们在敬拜中。
We must encounter God.
在敬拜中，我们遇见神。
That doesn't mean that every service will look like Isaiah 6.
那不意味着说每次我们的敬拜礼拜的时候都像在以赛亚中第六章。
Or Revelation 5.
或者像启示录第五章。
But it does mean.
但是它的确意味着。
And that's why I asked you at the beginning of our class.
所以在今天课程开始的时候，上课开始前。
What did you see in worship last week?
所以在上个星期的敬拜中，你看到了什么？
How did you see God?
你如何来看见你见到神什么？
Because we must.
因为我们必须要。
And I'm going to tell the pastor.No. I'm sorry to tell you, but no one in my class saw God in our worship last week.
我告诉牧师说，最起码在我的课上没有人遇见看到神这三个星期。
You blew it. You better try harder.
你没，你下次最好努力一些。
No, I'll give you another chance.
我再给你一次，下次再给你一次。
But in our worship,
在我们的敬拜中
，we must encounter God.
我们必须要遇见神。
It doesn't mean it has to be dramatic.
和神相遇并不是意味着要非常的那个有感性啊，很激动。
It might be through a song that praises God, and we say, "Ah, that's who He is."
然后或者是我们就是通过一首诗歌，我们说那就是神。
It might be a truth in the sermon that says, "Ah, this is what God wants to do in my life."
或者是在这个讲道中的一个真理说，那就是神要在我生命中所行的。
It might be in the time of prayer.
或者是在一个祷告的时间。
That we gain some strength for this week's life.
我们为这个要来的这一星期呢，我们有更多的力量。
But in some way, we must encounter God in our worship.
我们在某种方面，我们必须和神相遇。
A second goal for worship.
第二个敬拜的目标就是。
Is we must our worship must form our Christian character.
我们的敬拜要就是培养更加进展我们的基督徒的品格。
This is what I am seeing in Psalm 115.
这就是我在诗篇115篇所看到的。
As we worship,
在我们敬拜的时候
we see God.
我们就看见了神。
And we become more like him.
我们就更像他。
And that is so crucial for us.
对我们来讲，那一点很重要。
Two weeks ago, I visited someone.
两个星期以前，我去探访某人。
It was right at, it was a couple weeks after Father's Day.
那就是在父亲节之后的一两个星期。
And they were still troubled by the sermon they had heard in their church on Father's Day.
他们心里边仍然因为他们父亲节所听到的讲道信息，心里有些不安。
And this man who is 69 or 70 years old.
那这位先生大概是69岁或者70岁了。
Who has been a Christian for 50 years.
他信主已经有50年了。
Who has been a pastor for 30 years.
做牧师是30年了，做牧师。
Said to me.
对我说。
Father's Day is the worst Sunday of the year for me.
他对我来讲， 这个父亲节是一年中最糟糕的一天。
My father was everything that I hope God is not.
我爸爸就是我所希望，就是跟神的反面。
And when the pastor talks about God as our father,
当那个牧师讲到说天神是我们的天父，我们的父亲。
I've been a Christian for 50 years, but I still think I don't want God to be like my father.
我都是信主五十年了，我仍然想说，我可不想神像我的父亲。
And as I listened to him and we talked,
当我们就是这样讲聊聊天的时
候 I realized a twisted picture of a twisted experience with an earthly father.
他跟这个地上的父亲这样的一个扭曲的关系，这样一个很糟糕的关系
has distorted his picture of his heavenly father.
也就扭曲了他对这个天父的这个印象
For each of us.
对我们其中每一个人
Now,Ironically, his father was a believer.
但是呢，令人讽刺的是，他爸爸也是一个基督徒。这就让事情这个问题更麻烦了，更难了。
But somehow this earthly father,
但是不知道怎么回事，他这个地上的父亲
had not allowed his character to be formed in the image of God.
没有允许让他自己的品格就是按照神的形象来被塑造。
50 years later, that still impacts his sons.
这过了五十年还是影响到了他的儿子跟天父的关系。
In worship, we must allow our character to be formed in the image of God.
在敬拜中我们必须要允许我们的品格按照神的形象来被塑造。
As we are worshiping,
当我们敬拜的时候
we are saying, Romans 8:29,
我们在看到了罗马书第八章二十九节
I want to be formed, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
我想要被改变成被更新成主耶稣基督的形象。
I want to be more and more like you.
我想要更加越来越像主耶稣基督。
And that will happen through my worship.
那个在我的敬拜中就会发生。
And then in worship, a third goal is to build Christian community.
在第三个敬拜的目标就是建立基督徒的社群群体。
We worship as a body.
我们作为一个群体来敬拜。
Ephesians 4, Paul says,
以弗所书第四章保罗说
And again, part of this at least, he's talking about worship.
部分在保罗以弗所的第四章保罗部分的谈到了敬拜
and in verse 15,
第十五节他说
he says, we are growing up in every way,
他说我们凡事长进
into him who is the head, into Christ,
就是连于元首基督
from whom the whole body is building itself in love,
全身都靠他联络的合适在爱中建立自己
If I were to give you a true and false test,
如果给大家一个考试，就是说是对还是不对的这样子，是是还是不是的考试。
God's goal, primary goal,
神主要的目标就是
in worship,
在敬拜中主要的目标就是
it is rough,
是白弟兄
transform you personally into the image of Christ,
是把你改变成耶稣基督的形象
just rough,
就光是那个白弟兄。
And the answer would be false.
那答案是不是答案的
But it's how we tend to think of it.
但是那时候我们大家都是这样想的
God is transforming me.
因为神在更新我改变我
But what Ephesians 4 says is God is transforming us as a body.
但是以弗所第四章讲到神在改变更新我们作为一个整个一个身体来更新改变我们
One of the amazing things that Ephesians teaches me is this
在以弗所书教导我的一个很令人惊奇的事情就是
Your spiritual growth
你的属灵上的成长
impacts me
你的属灵成长也会影响我
My spiritual growth
我的属灵成长
impacts you
也会影响你
Because listen to what he says
因为听他讲的
The whole body
他说因为全身
joined and held together
都靠他联络的合适
by every joint with which it is equipped
百节各按各职。
When every part is working properly,
就是照着个体的功用彼此相助
makes the body work,
便叫身体渐渐增长
so that it builds itself up in love,
在爱中建立自己
my worship,
所以我的敬拜
impacts you,
会影响你
I think we know that instinctively.
我知道我们其实马上就知道这一点
You are worshiping
你在敬拜的时候
You are singing God is helping you
你说神在帮助我
And you look up on the third row and here I am
然后呢你看到我我在比如在第三排坐的
And I'm on I don't know WeChat
然后呢我在那干嘛你在唱歌我在上面台上唱敬拜神的歌你在那里看微信
And I'm fascinated by what I'm seeing here.
哇我这个微信上的消息让我好正好引人入胜啊。
This is great stuff.
哇这个微信上讲的真有意思。
That up there is kind of boring.
那个台上的太枯燥了。
This is wonderful.
但是这个微信上的内容可是很棒的。
Does that impact your worship?
那你在敬拜的时候会不会影响你呢
Absolutely.
肯定会。
I think that's a very small picture of what Paul is saying.
我想那是一个保罗所描述的小小的一个表图片。
I'm sitting there.
然后我坐在那儿。
And I'm having trouble connecting.
然后我就好像没有办法跟那个信息联系。
Maybe I had a rough morning.
或者是因为早晨呢，我过得挺不顺的。
I burnt my boiled egg.
早晨鸡蛋没做好，都弄了。有可能问问我有时候那个煮鸡蛋也会煮坏
Yeah, it's bad
那个比较糟糕
And I'm not really connected to worship
所以我在这个敬拜中好像我不太能
And then I look up and I see well,
然后我在台上我就看哦那个白弟兄
And he is connected to the song
哦他对这个诗歌很投入
He's worshiping.
他在敬拜。
Don't overcome it.
不要过度的投入。
And all of a sudden, something says.
忽然之间，好像我感觉到。
The song must be good.
那个歌肯定是很好的。
And I start to look at it.
然后我就开始看那个诗歌。
When I am awesome wonder.
说，神啊，你是可畏可敬。你就看到所有的这一切。我就说你真伟大
And his worship has pulled me away from my burnt boiled egg
所以他的敬拜就让我不要去想我早上煮坏的那个鸡蛋
to the presence of God.
把我带到了神的面前
My lack of worship can impact others
我就是如果我不去敬拜我缺乏敬拜会影响到周围的人
My worship
can impact但是我的敬拜也会影响到他人
said,
因为包括
together,
因为是指这个全身一起
is working to build itself.
是联络在一起各按其职一起来彼此相助来增长
That's why worship is so important.
所以这就是为什么敬拜如此重要
Now I want to wrap up this chapter today
然后我今天一定要把第一章给讲完
becauseMy translator keeps saying, are we going to have one more week on this
one? No, I like that. Because my translator said, are we going to have one more week on this one?
I'm falling behind. I know.
我知道我有点那个落后了。
So I want to wrap up with this.
所以我今天结束要这么讲。
Satan.Would like for us not to go to church. Do you agree?
你知道吗？撒旦喜欢我们，当然希望我们不要去教会。
But some of us are going to go to church.
但是我们其中有些人还是得去，还是要去教会。
And so I would think that Satan kind of has a plan B for it.
所以我觉得那个撒旦有个第二计划。
You know, he can't misguide us this direction. He'll misguide us that direction.
如果他不能把我们误导到这个方向，那他们就把我们误导到另外一个方向。
And so I think that if he can't keep us from going to church,
如果他不能
try to corrupt.What happens when we get there?
他不能阻止我们去教会，那他就会败坏我们到了教会以后所能得到的。
Because what he does not want to happen.
因为他不想发生的是什么呢
？Is Isaiah 6.
就是以赛亚书第六章。
Acts 2.
还有使徒行传第二章。
Revelation 4.
启示录第五章 ，five， 第四章。
Revelation 4.
Yeah.
Or five. The two pictures of the same.
是讲到那个敬拜，天堂的敬拜。
In other words, he doesn't want us to sit in the sanctuary and see God.
因为撒旦所不想要的就是我们坐在敬拜的地方，我们见到了神，遇到了神。
He doesn't want us to see the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
他不想看到圣灵在我们生命中的大能，在我们生命中的工作。
He doesn't want us to be transformed by worship.
他不想我们被敬拜所改变。
And so I think he provides some alternatives.
所以他就给我们一些替换品，一些可以替代的。
Martin Luther said it this way.
马丁路德这样说。
Everywhere God builds a church.
他说神在什么地方建立一个教会。
Satan builds a chapel next door.
那个撒旦就在旁边建立一个教堂。
In other words, he gives us an alternative.
因为撒旦总是给我们一个可供替代的一个替换物。
And so I've been thinking over the several years about what our alternatives are.
所以我就在过去很多年在想那撒旦提供的这个替代品是什么呢。
And I've come up at least with my simple names for these subjects.
所以呢我至少为他们选了三个那个简单的名字。
Mac worship.
第一个呢是麦当劳敬拜。Mac worship.
Mac.
就麦当劳敬拜。
Focuses on my convenience more、than pleasing God.
这个敬拜它不在于说是讨神喜悦，而是说对我方便。
There are 68 million people. The last I checked the statistics.
我就上次我去看这个数据啊，有6800万。
68 million people eat.At a McDonald's each day.
每一天有六千，在全世界有6800万人吃麦当劳。
Now, the ones who are 10 and under,
在就是十岁以下去吃麦当劳的人呢
might do that because they really, really like it.
十岁以下去吃麦当劳，大概因为他们真的喜欢吃麦当劳。
But honestly,
但是诚实坦白的讲
do any of you ever go to McDonald's because of the quality?
你们多少人吃麦当劳
yeah, are you under 10? Well, how old are you? Okay, so I have to adjust my statement.
那个有个12岁的他去麦当劳因为他喜欢。
For those 12 and under, they may go because of the quality of the food.
他们12岁以下他们去麦当劳是因为这个麦当劳的品质很好。
Do any of the rest of you go because of the quality? I mean, the high quality of that hamburger. You go for this reason.
你去麦当劳是因为这个原因。
You're hungry.
你饿了。
And you're in a hurry.
然后你在忙。
And it's going to take too long to go somewhere and sit down and eat a good meal.
所以你不能说花太多时间在一个地方吃一顿美餐。
But you can drive through.
但是你可以开车过去。
You can order.
你就可以订。
And at least if it's well run, by the time you get to the window, they're waiting.
一切都很好，等到你到下个窗口付完钱，你就可以直接拿了。
It's convenient.
就是很方便。
It's easy.
容易。
And in worship.
但是在敬拜中呢
？We have worship that is easy.
我们想要这个敬拜的很容易。
It's convenient.
对我很方便。
It's often entertaining.
哎，通常呢，让我很有娱乐性。
And it draws people.
然后呢，也的确很吸引人。
But it does not provide a healthy spiritual diet.
但是却没有给他们一个属灵上的健康饮食。
It's convenient and easy and entertaining.
它就是方便、容易，然后具有娱乐性。
But it does not bring us rich.
但是没有给我们带来这个丰富的属灵上的喂养。
If I were talking to a group of worship leaders about this, I would say something like this.
如果我是在跟一群带领敬拜的人讲，
The way you know you are designing mech worship.
那你怎么知道你设计的这个敬拜是一个麦当劳的敬拜呢？
Is if in your weekly meeting of your worship leaders.
是在你们周间的这个敬拜的带领者的这个聚会中呢？
Your main question is, will the people like this?
你的主要的这个大家讨论的焦点就是，哎，这个在场的人听众会不会喜欢？
Is it easy for them to understand?
他们容易理解吗？
If so.
如果是这是你的关注点，
it is designed primarily for convenience and ease and entertainment of the audience, not primarily about drawing the audience to see God.
所以那你的这个主要的关注点就是这个对听众来讲，对来的人是不是说容易方便和有娱乐性，而不是说要把这些人带到神的面前。
Because seeing God is never about ease and convenience.
因为呢，遇见神和神相遇永远不是在于说容易啊方便。
Isaiah 6 does not have a verse that says.
以赛亚书第六章没有一句讲到说。
And God said to Isaiah.
神对以赛亚说。
You'll see me in 2 minutes or your money back.
你两分钟之内可以见到我，不然就退钱。
He said.
神说。
Come here, I want you to see me.
你来到我面前，来到这里，我想你见到我。
And it's gonna hurt.
会让你不舒服，会难受。
Because when you see me, you're gonna see yourself, and you're gonna be appalled at what you see.
你见到我，你就会见到你自己，你会被看到的你自己的形象吓到。
And you're gonna walk out of there saying.
然后你就会离开的时候说。
I have to live differently.
Yeah. 我必须得活的生活的不同。
You never walk out of McDonald's thinking my whole life has been changed.
你从来不会说从麦当劳走出去说，哦，我的整个生命都被改变了。
Unless you scratch off that sweepstakes card and see you won $1 million.
除非你拿出来一个卡，一下子中奖了100万。
Doesn't change your life. Like worship doesn't change your life.
如果说不改变你的生活的话，那麦当劳的这个敬拜也不会改变你的生活。
Isaiah 6 worship does.
但是呢，以赛亚书第六章的敬拜会改变你的生命。
But fortunately, you're not in a church that has that danger.
但是呢，感谢神，我们这个教会没有这方没有这个危险。
But there's another danger.
但是有另外一种危险。
Museum worship.
叫做博物馆敬拜。
The atmosphere in a museum is the opposite of McDonald's.
那在那个博物馆的氛围就跟麦当劳是完全相反的。
It's not about ease and convenience.
那不是在于就是非常的容易方便。
Instead, there is respect.
而是在那边呢，你很尊重，很尊敬。
You walk in and it's quiet and respectful.
你进去到那个博物馆都很安静。
There's a great emphasis in tradition.
然后在那里边很强调传统。
This is how long this painting has been on the wall.
这幅绘画杰作呢，在这个这儿已经挂了多少年了
？No one invites you to go up to the Mona Lisa and touch it, and you know.
没有人说你怎么能说去蒙娜丽莎的画，没有人可以上去去摸那个画。
I was in a museum recently.
我最近在一个博物馆。
That 20 years ago was.30 years ago now was broken in and they stole 3 of their most valuable paintings.
30年前呢就是有这个盗贼进入偷走了三幅最有价值的艺术品。
I took a picture. 30 years later,
我就在那拍了个照片，即使过了30年。
The painting is still there.
那个画的那个镜框还在，画框还在。
The label is still there.
那个标志还在。
But the picture's gone.
但是那个画被偷走了。
Because in the charter for the museum it says,
因为在管理这个博物馆的这个董事会说
nothing including the placement of the pictures can ever be moved or everything has to be sold and given to charity. That was the donor's agreement.
因为他就说
wow, that was the donor's agreement. Nothing can be changed.
哦，当时呢，因为他有这个画被偷走，带着个镜框，当时捐献这幅画的人说，你不能对这个画这个关于这个上做任何改动。
And I looked at that and I thought, I've gone to church there.
然后我就说，哦，我去过这样的教会。
Churches where everything has to be kept the way it always was.
他说就是说，哦，他说在那个任何的一个画里面，有些画啊，他完全不能改。他说你不能改变这个画。
Because the church has become a museum.
因为呢，有的教会就是说什么东西都不能改。就是说得跟着原来的形式，因为这个教会已经变成了一个博物馆。
Museums do not put much emphasis on personal participation.
这个博物馆可是不强调说个人的参与。
They don't say, if you'd like to go ahead and put your own painting up, it's okay.
如果你到这个画作上把你自己想写的这个意见写上没关系。
And in museum worship,
在博物馆敬拜中
we pride ourselves in singing what we always sang.
我们就以自己我们总是唱那个非常以前怎么唱现在怎么唱很以此为荣。
In doing what we've always done,
然后再做一直在做的事情。
And I value tradition.
我自己也是看重传统的。
Okay, so this is not, I'm not saying that tradition is wrong.
我不是说传统是坏的或者有问题。
And I value old hymns and all of those traditions.
我看重这个传统的赞美诗歌所有的这些传统。
But the danger,
但是这个危险之处在于
is that I can go to church on Sunday.
我可以在星期天去到教会里。
I can look at the exhibits.
我可以看这个展览。
I can watch the prayer.
我可以看到看别人祷告。
I can watch the song.
我可以看别人唱歌。
I can watch the preacher.
我也看观看这个讲道。
And go away unchanged.
但是离开却没有任何的改变。
A museum does not transform my life.
一个博物馆并不会改变我的生命，不会改变我的生活。
Third.
第三个
classroom worship
就是教室一类的敬拜，教室一样的敬拜。
In a classroom, who's in charge?
在教室里上课的时候，谁是管理这一切呢？
The teacher
是老师。
Should be anyway.
应该是老师来管理这个教室。
The teacher decides what the class is going to do.
然后老师就决定这个课上要做什么。
The teacher decides, are you allowed to make comments or do you just sit there and take notes?
老师决定说你可以问问题呢还是只能坐在那儿记笔记。
The teacher is entirely in charge.
这个老师就是完全的在掌管。
In classroom worship,
在教室敬拜里
the pastor is in charge.
这个牧师就在掌管。
And everything else is secondary.
那别的都是次要的。
The congregation is there to listen.
会众就坐在那里听。
Take notes,
记笔记
and go away and do what they're told.
然后呢回去做他们被告知的。
Worship is reduced to an intellectual activity.
这个敬拜呢就被降低成只是一个智力上的活动。
And it tends not to transform lives.
好像这样的也不能改变你的生命。
We go.
我们去了。
We listen.
我们听了。
Maybe we go do something.
也许我们离开以后会做什么。
But we don't see God.
但是我们没有遇见神，没有看到神。
We hear a very well prepared and hopefully well presented lecture.
我们听到了一个准备了很好，也是说一个很好预备的一个好像一个讲课什么。
And everything else is just sort of preparation for the lecture.
所有这一切呢，好像都是为了这个讲课，就是这个来预备。
Starbucks worship.
最后呢就是星巴克敬拜。
How many of you like Starbucks?
多少人喜欢喝咖啡星巴克咖啡
Starbucks, you like it all. McDonald's, Starbucks, all of it. Starbucks is all about me.
这个星巴克呢这咖啡都在于我关于我自己。
You know, some places at least used to, you could have your choice of coffee.
在有些地方过去起码可以选你的咖啡。
Do you want coffee or no coffee?
你想。
No, that's it.
你想要咖啡还是不要咖啡。
But at Starbucks.
在星巴克。
I can have it hot or cold.
你可以有这个冰咖啡或者凉咖啡。
Sugar, no sugar.
有糖没有糖。
Or half sugar.
或者一半的糖。
Milk or no milk.
要牛奶或者没有牛奶。
And then I realize my lecture is out of date.
然后我就。
Because I can also have...Low-fat milk.
因为我就发现我的这个已经落后了，因为现在还可以有这个低脂牛奶。
No-fat milk.
或者是无脂牛奶。
Oatmeal milk. Almond milk.
或者是那个杏仁奶，或者是那个大麦奶。
Milk out of things I didn't even know gave milk.
我都不知道那个能产奶吗？什么样的东西
？I can have hazelnut.Caramel, vanilla, peppermint,
或者是
榛
子奶，或者是各种口味的，或者是香草口味的，或者是各种各样的口味。
Starbucks lets me be me.
因为星巴克就让我做我自己。
And Starbucks worship.
所以星巴克敬拜就是
is the me generation in church clothes.
是我这一代，我以我为中心的，我就是怎么说，我这一代的在教会里的表现。
Starbucks worship promises me my best life now.
这个星巴克的敬拜就是说我现在最美好的生活。
God wants me to be healthy.
神想要我健康。
Successful.
成功。
And as holy as I can be without too much struggle.
不要有太多的挣扎，然后把我让我不要有太多挣扎的，尽量的把我弄成圣洁一点。
Not a lot of emphasis on a cross.
不会太多的强调十字架。
Not a lot of emphasis on a living sacrifice.
也不太强调什么有要有牺牲的生活。
No, blessed are you when men persecute you.
没有所谓的当你们被逼迫的时候，你们就有
了。But instead, come to Jesus.
而是说到耶稣前面来，到耶稣面前。
He will give you everything you desire.
你就会成为你所有你想要成为的。
Now, let me say.
让我这样说。
That all of those.
所有这一切。
Have some aspect of truth in them, and that's why they're dangerous.
他们中间都有一部分的真理，所以这就是为什么他们危险。
None of us are dumb enough to fall for something that's entirely false.
我们都不会说笨到它完全的都是错谬的话，我们不会陷入，我们不会去相信的。
I think worship should have some convenience.
我觉得
it shouldn't be hard to do it.
敬拜应该有一定程度的方便嘛，不然不是说完全你做不到。
So I think we should sing songs that people know and are convenient.
所以我们需要唱一些大家就是方便他们知道的歌曲。
There's no merit in singing a song that's 800 years old in Latin that no one's ever sung before in our church.
那也说你唱一点这个800年之久的拉丁文，没有人能理解，没有任何的，这个是没有任何的功绩的，没有任何的效果。
Many worship leaders.
我已经对很多的带敬拜的人。
Boring does not equal godly.
我告诉他们说，枯燥无味并不等同于
敬虔。Just because the hymns you choose are slow and boring does not mean they are particularly saintly.
就是说
It just means they're slow and boring.
你就选一些又慢又枯燥无味的这种歌曲，并不意味着这个就是一个圣徒式的诗歌。
I think there is merit in tradition.
我觉得在也有它的一些特，也有它的对的地方，就是它的特点呢，就是在这种传统之中。
Someone said to me, "Why do you always wear a tie when you go to church?"
有人就问我说，你为什么去教会总带着领带呢
？Always have.
我说我总是带着领带。
My dad always did. His dad always did. His dad always did. So I do.
因为我爸爸、我爷爷他们都带着领带去教会。
Tradition.
所以这是。传统
I think there's value in tradition.
我觉得在传统中有它的价值。
I think there is value in hearing God's word and what it teaches.
我觉得在你听神的话语，然后牧师所教导的这个也是有价值的。
I'm not interested in turning our Sunday morning worship into a nice giant discussion group.
我不想说我们星期天的敬拜变成一个巨大的一个讨论会。
And I even think there is some value in saying.How do we speak directly to the needs of our local personal congregation? Starbucks.
我觉得说，如果能够像那个星巴克，你在也有一定部分的它的一个长处，就是如果能对个人的来讲话。
But
但是
worship
真正的敬拜
doesn't settle for any of these.
不是说就用其中的某一种。
True worship says
真正的敬拜说
What does God?
神想要的是什么
？Who is God？
谁神是谁
？What does God see about me? And that'll be uncomfortable.
神在我里边看到的是什么？虽然让我不舒服。
What does God call me to do?
神呼召我做什么
？Dear God, thank you for the privilege to worship.
亲爱的神，我们为了有这种敬拜的权益来感谢你。
Now as we go into worship.
当我们去敬拜你的时候
，Help us not to just go to be entertained.
帮我们去不是要为了被娱乐
，Not to go just to watch a show，
不是去好像看一场表演
，Help us to go to see you，
帮助我们遇见你
，transform，
然后被改变。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。